The World Health Organization calls antibiotic resistance one of the three greatest threats to human health. The improper use of antibiotics has led to strains of bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics. Right. Experts say if efforts to combat the problem are not launched now, infections that were curable could make a dangerous comeback. Dr. Thomas Frieden is director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He called on American lawmakers to address the perils of resistant microbes that can make current therapies ineffective.
We speak of the pre-antibiotic and antibiotic eras, but if we don't improve our response to the public health problem of antibiotic resistance, we may enter a post-antibiotic world in which we will have few or no clinical interventions for some infections.
Specialists are concerned that the more an antibiotic is used, the less effective it becomes. The genetic mutation of bacteria, making them resistant to antibiotics, is a natural process, but it has accelerated because of drug overuse. Dr. Donald Porritt says resistant bacteria can lead to a surge in some serious diseases.
You end up with very resistant bacteria in the urinary tract. That's only one example. Skin infections, lung infections, different bacteria causing these type of infections as they become more and more resistant. And then you get to even more severe problems like tuberculosis. In many parts of the world, people are given a little of this and a little of that to treat tuberculosis, and the TB germ develops significant resistance.
One of the most lethal infections born out of bacterial resistance is methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, commonly known as MRSA, which alone kills 19,000 people in the United States every year. Since 2002, about 2 million MRSA infections have been acquired in U.S. hospitals each year. Dr. Porritt says these infections can spread globally.
So you can have worldwide resistance, some resistant to some drug, some resistant to other drugs in different parts of the world. And with rapid travel, you can communicate those resistant bacteria to anyone here or there or there or there.
Drug companies have cut back on production of antibiotics, and that contributes to the problem, scientists say. Less than optimal dosing means the target bacteria survive and build resistance incrementally. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says pharmaceutical companies have been driven by profit margin in shying away from antibiotics.
So if they're going to make a choice of making a product that a lot of people are going to take every day for the rest of their lives, a lipid-lowering agent or whatever you have, they're going to lean towards that rather than to make a new product that a relatively small proportion of the population will use maybe 10 days to 2 weeks out of the year.
Experts say the solution lies in educating patients and doctors to stop using antibiotics when they are not necessary. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.